Ahoy there, shipmates. Getting ready for your first ever Disney cruise.
We're going on a deep dive into all the awesome things you'll get up to.
It's like sailing into a world of pirates and princesses.
And maybe even a talking mouse.
But first, your journey begins at a special place called the Terminal.
That's where you and your family will check in before you board.
It's a bit like an airport, but way more exciting.
Because guess what?
You're about to set sail on a Disney cruise.
While Mom and Dad are busy sorting out the grown-up stuff.
Keep your eyes peeled for the porters.
They're like luggage ninjas who magically whisk your suitcases away.
To your room on the ship.
Called a stateroom.
A stateroom? Cool name, right? It's where you'll sleep and relax and dream of all the adventures to come. Now, just like at the airport.
There's a quick security check.
Your bags will go through a scanner. And you'll walk through one, too.
It's all to keep everyone safe on board.
Once you're through security, say, cheese. You'll get your picture taken for your very own Key to the World card.
It's like a magic key that unlocks all the fun on the ship.
This card opens your stateroom door.
And is like your passport on board.
You'll need it to get on and off the ship, so make sure you keep it safe.
Think of it like a superhero's secret ID.
Now, sometimes your stateroom might not be ready right away.
But that's okay, because it's a great chance to start exploring the ship.
Think of the ship like a giant floating playground.
With different levels called decks.
You can use lifts or stairs to zoom between them.
It's like a multi-story funhouse on the water.
Speaking of exploring.
You know how Mom and Dad are always telling you to wash your hands?
Well, on a Disney cruise, washing your hands is actually super fun.
You'll find amazing hand washing machines in the youth clubs.
Where the soap and water swirl around like magic.
It's like having a mini water park just for your hands.
And the toilets are pretty cool too.
Instead of a handle, you flush them with a button that makes a whoosh sound.
It's like a spaceship toilet.
Remember, only flush things that are supposed to go down the loo.
We need to keep the ocean clean for all the amazing sea creatures.
Imagine a mermaid swimming by and, ew, yucky stuff in the water.
We don't want that.
Now, before the real fun begins, there's one important thing we need to talk about.
The mandatory guest assembly drill.
It sounds a bit serious, but it's like a fire drill at school, but on a ship.
During the drill, you'll learn what to do if you ever hear the emergency signal.
7 short blasts, followed by 1 long blast.
It's super loud, so everyone can hear it.
Even if they're having a nap, you'll go to your assembly station, which is like a meeting point, with your family, and wait for instructions from the captain.
They'll show you how to put on a life jacket, too, just in case.
Now, once the drill is over,
get ready for an epic adventure. You'll hear the ship's horn play a special song as you sail away.
It's like a magical send-off.
It's called When You Wish Upon a Star.
And it's one of the most famous Disney songs ever. It's all about believing in your dreams and making wishes.
I bet you can't wait to explore all the yummy food options on the ship.
Get ready for a feast fit for a king.
Queen.
Or even a pirate.
Each night, you'll have dinner in one of the 3 main dining restaurants.
And here's the cool part. The same friendly servers will look after you every night.
Getting to know you and your favorite foods.
It's like having your own personal food fairies.
They even have special menus just for kids.
With fun activities to keep you entertained while you wait for your food.
Coloring pages, puzzles, and jokes.
Perfect for a giggle with your siblings.
Now, if you're a fan of shows, you're in for a treat. There are 2 fantastic theaters on board. The Walt Disney Theater and the Buena Vista Theater.
It's showtime.
What kind of shows do they have?
In the Walt Disney Theater, you'll see dazzling live shows with singing and dancing and all your favorite Disney characters.
It's like watching your favorite Disney movie come to life right before your eyes.
Wow.
And what about the other theater?
The Buena Vista Theater shows the latest Disney movies.
So you can catch up on all the new releases while you're at sea.
Okay, I'm already making a list of all the movies I want to watch.
And don't forget about the incredible youth clubs.
They're like secret hideouts just for kids. With all sorts of fun activities and games.
Now you're talking. Tell me more about these youth clubs. What kind of things can I do there?
Well, hold on to your hats, because this is where the real fun begins.
Are you ready to have some fun?
Get ready to be wowed. These clubs are designed especially for kids.
And divided into different age groups.
So you'll always be with kids your own age.
That sounds cool.
So tell me more.
What kind of clubs are there?
Well, for the littlest cruisers.
There's the It's a Small World Nursery.
For babies and toddlers up to 3 years old.
That's like a magical playland filled with soft toys and colorful activities.
And gentle lullabies.
Oh, that sounds so sweet. What about the older kids? What's there for them?
There's the Oceaneer Club.
And it's packed with themed play areas based on your favorite Disney movies and shows.
You can let your imagination run wild in Andy's room from Toy Story.
Become a superhero in training at Marvel Superhero Academy.
Or even explore a galaxy far, far away in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Millennium Falcon.
Wow, that sounds incredible. I wish they had these clubs when I was a kid.
What about teenagers? Is there something for them too?
Of course.
For tweens, aged 11 to 14, there's Edge.
Which is like the coolest hangout spot ever.
It has video games, board games.
Arts and crafts.
And even a dance floor where you can show off your best moves.
And for teens, aged 14 to 17.
There's Vibe.
It's like a teen paradise.
With a coffee bar, a media room.
And loads of space to chill out and make new friends.
It sounds like there's something for every age on a Disney cruise. But the fun doesn't stop at the youth clubs. There's a whole world of adventure waiting for you on deck.
Which is like the top floor of the ship out in fresh air.
Being on deck sounds amazing. What can I do up there?
You can watch movies under the stars on Funnel Vision.
Splash around in the pools.
Play games on the sports deck.
They even go to special deck parties with music, dancing.
And maybe even a visit from some Disney characters.
Wow, I can just picture myself dancing on deck with Mickey Mouse.
But speaking of exploring, what about when the ship stops at different places?
Ah, you mean the ports of call? That's when the ship docks at a new and exciting place.
And you get to hop off and explore.
It's like a mini adventure within a bigger adventure.
So it's like having lots of little holidays all rolled into one big holiday. That's brilliant. What kind of places can we visit?
Well, it all depends on which cruise you're on.
But you could visit tropical islands.
Bustling cities.
Or even historical landmarks.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Can we explore the ports on our own, or do we have to stay with a group?
You can definitely explore on your own with your family.
But there are also special group activities called Port Adventures that you can sign up for.
Port Adventures? Tell me more. What are they like?
They're like guided tours led by friendly and knowledgeable experts who'll show you all the best sights and sounds of each port.
You could go snorkeling in crystal clear waters.
Explore ancient ruins.
Zip line through a rainforest.
And remember, you'll need to scan your Key to the World card with security whenever you leave or return to the ship.
Okay, I'll keep my magic card handy. But what happens when it's time to say goodbye to the ship? It must be a bit sad.
It is a bit sad to say goodbye to such an amazing adventure.
But the crew makes leaving the ship,
which is called disembarkation,
as easy as pie.
Disembarkation.
What a funny word. It sounds a bit like disembowel.
Which is definitely not what we want to do.
Very good. Don't worry, no disemboweling on this cruise. But here's the best part about leaving the ship. You don't have to carry your heavy suitcases off yourself.
Wait, really? How does that work?
It's like magic. The night before you leave.
You'll get special tags to put on your luggage.
Then you leave your suitcases outside your stateroom door before you go to bed.
And the crew members collect them while you're sleeping.
That's so cool. It's like having your own personal luggage fairies.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the things we need for the last morning?
You'll need to pack a small bag with all your essentials for the last morning, like your pajamas, toothbrush.
And of course, your Key to the World card.
Right. Can't forget that magic card. So we wake up.
Have breakfast.
And then it's time to say goodbye to the ship.
Exactly.
The ship will be back in port, and you'll disembark with your family, ready to head home with a treasure chest full of amazing memories.
You'll be bursting with stories to tell all your friends about the incredible food, the exciting port adventures, the fun you had in the youth clubs.
And of course, meeting all your favorite Disney characters.
Oh yes, meeting the characters. We haven't even talked about that yet. Tell me everything.
Meeting Mickey Mouse and all his friends is definitely a highlight of any Disney cruise. You'll have tons of chances to meet Mickey Mouse and all his pals during your cruise.
Wow, really? Where can we find them? Do they just pop up randomly?
They might just surprise you. You could bump into them strolling around the decks.
Or posing for pictures at special spots.
Or even making a grand entrance during mealtimes.
Imagine having breakfast with Goofy. That would be hilarious. What if I want to ask for an autograph?
Don't forget to pack your autograph book.
The characters love signing autographs and leaving special messages for their fans.
It's like having a little piece of Disney magic to take home with you.
That's a brilliant idea. I'm going to decorate my autograph book before my cruise. Speaking of magical moments, what about the shows? I hear Disney is famous for its amazing stage productions.
Can we see any character shows on board?
Get ready to be dazzled. The Walt Disney Theater puts on Broadway-style shows.
Featuring your favorite Disney characters and stories.
You might see a heartwarming performance of Frozen, a musical spectacular.
A swashbuckling adventure with Pirates in the Caribbean.
or A Tale as Old as Time with Beauty and the Beast.
Wow, those sound amazing. I bet the costumes are incredible.
And the music is super catchy.
They're truly spectacular. And the music will have you singing and dancing all the way back to your stateroom.
Okay, so we've got character meet and greets and Broadway-style shows.
What other character experiences are there on a Disney cruise?
Well, one of the highlights for lots of kids is the character dining experiences.
Character dining? What's that all about?
Just imagine this. You're enjoying a delicious meal.
And suddenly your favorite Disney characters pop by your table to say hello.
Pose for pictures.
And maybe even sign your autograph book.
It's like having a party with Mickey and Minnie.
That sounds so much fun. Which characters can we meet at character dining?
It depends on which restaurant you're at.
And which cruise you're on, but you might see classic characters like Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse.
Donald Duck and Goofy.
Or princess favorites like Cinderella.
Belle and Ariel.
Wow, a princess dinner? That's every little girl's dream come true.
If you're feeling extra fancy, there's a special royal court royalty where you can meet princesses like
Tiana, Rapunzel.
Yeah. And Aurora.
Okay, that royalty sounds absolutely magical. I'm putting that at the top of my list.
So, as you can see, there are loads of opportunities to meet your favorite Disney characters and make some unforgettable memories on a Disney cruise. Remember to bring your camera to capture all the special moments.
And keep your eyes peeled for those hidden Mickeys. You never know where they might pop up.
Thanks for taking us on this deep dive into all the amazing things we can see and do on a Disney cruise.
I'm already packing my bags. Happy sailing. And remember, the most important thing is to have fun and make memories that will last a lifetime.